This is Jay Sekulow. The president gives his State of the Union message absent Obamacare. I wonder if that's because of the abortion issue.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
In my mind, reproductive care is essential care. It is basic care. And so it is at the center and at the heart of the plan that I've proposed. There will always be people, many of goodwill, who do not share my view on the issue of choice. On this fundamental issue, I will not yield, and Planned Parenthood will not yield.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
At what point does a baby get human rights, in your view?
Well, you know, I think that whether you're looking at it from a theological perspective or a scientific perspective, answering that question with specificity, is above my pay grade.
I've got two daughters, 9 years old and 6 years old. I'm going to teach them, first of all, about values and morals. But if they make a mistake, I don't want them punished with a baby.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
You know, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. But every time I hear punished with the baby, it recoils in my soul. The president makes that statement on the campaign trail because some people say, well, he was just pandering politically. Fact of the matter is he really believes it. The pro-abortion nature is so clear. And if you look at the policies that have been implemented by the White House, they have clearly supported this kind of pro-abortion policy. But it goes deeper than that. You've now got Catholic hospitals being told that they're going to have to administer abortifacients. They're given 1 year to comply. You've got a situation where, and this is also to me equally tragic, where the crisis pregnancy centers are being challenged by NARAL and the National Organization for Women and Planned Parenthood. We've got litigation against Planned Parenthood, and at the same time, almost $500 million of your taxpayer dollars are given to Planned Parenthood every year. So realize, they're taking our taxpayer money to defend themselves against the lawsuits we're bringing. That included a whole series of lawsuits that we've dealt with on this issue. Unfortunately, and this is the case, we're funding it, and that bothers me as well. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Welcoming our television audience to the broadcast. Jordan, what is the latest that you're picking up after the State of the Union last night, which got nary a mention of Obamacare?
Yeah, and it was interesting, Dad, because you hear in a lot of the messages from the State of the Union last night, we've heard already in the other two State of the Union addresses from President Obama. Energy, of course, he killed Keystone Pipeline, and we talk about green energy, and we all want to talk about Solyndra, of course, where we lost $500 billion of taxpayer money. We didn't talk about Obamacare, his only accomplishment as president when it comes to domestic legislation. I think why, it's because you've got the case at the U.S. Supreme Court, and it's in jeopardy. The long-term care provision is being voted on very soon by Congress to be taken out because the Obama administration told Congress it won't work. So I think that's why you see the president shifting back to the same themes, yet he doesn't give you the full story when it comes to the energy, oil, green energy, the list goes on.
Let me get you agitated, folks, a little bit here in our television audience as well. This is, and I'll talk more about this after the break, announced president, quote, "It's poppycock to say Catholic institutions have a conscience." We'll talk more about that when we come back from the break. As we do, let me encourage you, if you want to call us, it's 1-800-684-3110. We'll be taking your calls on air, of course. We've got an incredible DVD, and hundreds of you have been asking for it. We want to send it to you. It's our gift to you, absolutely free. It's called Choosing Life. Just go to aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. If you want to understand the abortion issue, if you want to understand what's at stake for life, you got to have this DVD. Your kids need it. Your grandkids need it. You need to be educated as this issue becomes front and center in this election. Choosing Life, 1-877-989-2255. Our gift to you, the history of the pro-life movement. 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. And when you go to the website, make that online donation at aclj.org. That really helps us out. Back with more in just a moment.
The battle to protect life could not be more important. While President Obama celebrates the tragic anniversary of Roe v. Wade, which has resulted in 54 million abortions, the American Center for Law and Justice remains dedicated to working in the courts and in Congress to protect human life. Front and center, Obamacare, a pro-abortion health care law, now before the Supreme Court. The ACLJ is urging the High Court, with the filing of multiple briefs, to reject this pro-abortion measure. Millions of Americans are marking the tragic implementation of Roe v. Wade 39 years ago by standing up for life. The ACLJ is committed to protecting life, standing up for the most defenseless of us all. We want you to have an important new resource, our DVD documentary, Choosing Life, our gift to you. All you need to do is call now, 1-877-989-2255, or get your copy online at aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on aclj.org.
We must stop government from assisting in the assault on innocent life.
Those are the words of Majority Whip Eric Cantor from Virginia, a congressman, good friend of ours, been on this broadcast many times. Now, remember during the Obamacare debate, there was this whole statement about there's nothing about abortion in the bill? Well, let me read you a paragraph from a CNS news story that's come out. This is the statement. The headline is, now president, quote, it's poppycock to say Catholic institutions have a conscience. This is the idea that it's violating the conscience of people to be involved in abortion procedures to provide abortifacients. Here's what she said. The president of the National Organization for Women said that Catholic opposition to an Obamacare regulation requiring all health plans to cover contraceptives, sterilization, and abortion-inducing drugs because it violates their moral and religious belief was, quote, poppycock, because Catholic institutions don't have a conscience. Now, that should get you riled up, but she didn't just put it in writing. She actually said it. Listen to this one.
The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops claims that institutions can have consciences. That's poppycock.
I can't even believe the arrogance of these people. That's like telling you're going to. Would they say that, by the way, to a Muslim imam saying you must serve pork in your feeding program, even though it violates the faith of the Muslims? Or they do that to a Jewish group as well? No. But why? Because they have a conscience. And here they don't? This is the absurd nature of what we're fighting in this country on the issue of abortion. You hear that statement, that's the reason I want you engaged. That's the reason I want you educated. Go to aclj.org or simply call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. And I'm going to send you Choosing Life so you understand the nature of the battle that's going on right now in our country as we're defending the unborn. And then you hear these statements from the National Organization for Women. I could play you Planned Parenthood and others as well. But to say that Catholic institutions, Catholic charities and hospitals have no conscience and no right to say we're not going to do abortions? Is that what we're coming down to? I trust not. But unfortunately, that's the approach of Kathleen Sebelius at HHS, certainly the approach of now, and unfortunately of the administration. So again, get the DVD, Choosing Life, 877-989-2255. Jordan, let's go to the phones. We got a lot of calls coming in.
Jane's calling from California on line 4. Jane, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Jane.
Hi. I was calling because I thought that your viewers should know. I went to a high school where we had a partnership with Planned Parenthood, and I was part of a thing called the Teen Parent Panel because I was a teen mother. And there were activities that we did in the school, like we made condom Christmas ornaments with glitter. And they passed out condoms to the teachers and gave them certain verbiage to...
What grade, Jane, what grade was this?
I would have been like 11th, 12th grade.
Okay. So
and
six,
so the teachers were given certain verbiage to say so the kids could go get condoms out of file cabinets, but they couldn't get in trouble by the law because they were told by Planned Parenthood how to say it. Also, the kids and I that were part of the program, we developed a presentation. We went throughout the community, and we gave these presentations about what it was like to be a teen parent. And we'd have a questions, answers time, and we'd always get asked about abortion. And one of the things I would say is, I saw that baby at 6.5 weeks when I found out I was pregnant, and I saw that heart beating, and I couldn't kill the baby. I would get talked to every time afterwards about having to use the words pro-choice or women's rights. So I would say, it's women's rights, but I thought it would be killing my baby, and I'd get in trouble again. And I was bussed out to my capital, and we helped write letters to our senators, and we lobbied for Planned Parenthood on school time, and I didn't know what I was asking them to do. I thought I was...
Yeah, this is a story, by the way, that I'll tell you, you know, you sound young, but I will tell you, in the 70s, the Planned Parenthood was in the school. They were like the evangelists for abortion in public high schools, literally from coast to coast. They issued a statement yesterday, Jordan, saying that childbirth is more dangerous than abortion. This was their study. Now, it doesn't talk about, of course, the fact that 52 million Americans have been killed through the processes of abortion, but that's what they're promoting, how dangerous childbirth is and how safe abortion is. That's where they're coming from.
Yeah, and again, as Jane said, and so many callers that we've had, Dad, have said that they leave out, of course, all the other effects. I mean, they're talking about the procedure itself. They don't, of course, talk about long-term, the mental effects. You know, most health procedures that you have, if you have an operation and you've had a heart issue or a blood clot issue, you know, you go through the long-term effects because it saves your life, or, you know, it benefits your life to have that surgery, to go through the steps it takes, the mental and physical, to go through rehab, to get through the process. They don't talk about that here when it comes to abortion, and yet you hear it over and over again. Women who were told when they were in school, because Planned Parenthood has just permeated this world, and Barack Obama's instituting as well, our president's doing it. And they tell you it's no big deal, it's no big deal, and it comes back. It's a unfortunate way to say it, but it haunts people for the rest of their lives.
Well, we had calls about that yesterday on the radio broadcast. In fact, let me play one of them right now, and that is, folks, this is a pretty dramatic call, and the reason I want to play it, when Cindy called in yesterday, I want our television audience to get a chance to hear this one.
Hi. I'm pretty emotional about this. I first want to say that, admit that I have had two abortions. I am a grown woman. I'm well past 50. I also have two beautiful daughters. And I want those people that are thinking right now about having an abortion to remember this. There isn't a day goes by that I don't regret having those other two children. When I see the two gifts that God gave me that are living, walking, breathing, and providing and giving to this world the way they are, I regret every day not having those two children. And I want anyone thinking about this to remember that Planned Parenthood doesn't talk about that statistic of the regret. They can go on about how it's healthier to have the abortion than have the child. And in one case that was with me, I was not supposed to have any more children. But the fact is, I had another child after that and married and raised her. She's grown now. They both are. I just feel that it's something that you can't get it back. You know, you can give it up for an adoption and give a gift of life to another family that wants it, but you cannot bring that child back.
You heard the emotion in Cindy's voice, and that's because she is exactly what Jordan just said, living with the consequences of the abortion. Of course, there's absolutely forgiveness in the sight of God. Understand that. But there's consequences, and she's living with those consequences. Folks, this is why you've got to get educated. You have to be informed about what's going on. I want to encourage you, implore you, to get educated. We've got this great DVD documentary called Choosing Life. It's a full-length feature film. It is the history of the pro-life movement. Actually, as court, where I'm in court, you'll actually see it. I want you to have it. everybody that's listening to this broadcast needs Choosing Life. I think we've distributed probably 500,000 copies of this already. But a lot of you who don't have it yet, we've got a lot of new listeners. You go to your phones right now. I'm going to send it to you. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You heard the pain in Cindy's voice. Now get educated on the issue. We've got a lot of great resource information at ACLJ.org. I encourage you to go there to ACLJ.org. Great information. When you go there, by the way, when you make that online gift to the ACLJ, you're keeping us in this fight for life. Again, if you want the DVD, 1-877-989-2255. And I encourage you, implore you, to get educated on this issue. And this is a great way for you to do it. Jordan, who do we have next?
Let's get right back to the phones calling in. Laura Ruth calling from Florida on line 5. Laura Ruth, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Thank you.
Hey.
I listened to your yesterday's program last night when and I was wondering, oh, I was outraged, because the Planned Parenthood said it was safer to have an abortion, but I have no idea how they can where they went to find their information, because every abortion clinic and women who have been in the abortion industry and come out have said that as soon as any of these people, women that have gone in and have any kind of problem at all after the abortion, they're immediately erased from the files. And so it's
their own institute, the Guttmacher Institute. But what they're pushing is this whole agenda of what is called basically I say worshiping at the altar of abortion. We come back from the break. I'm going to play a statement from President Obama, and then I'm going to read you something that Planned Parenthood said about the State of the Union, a message when he talks about abortion not being part of this, and then you find out, of course, it is. Jordan, very quickly before we go to the break here, what is the reaction on Capitol Hill right now with the no language on Obamacare?
Listen, I mean, it's so bizarre, right? This is the president's accomplishment, and you think he'd be running with it, but he's, I think, very nervous that until the Supreme Court makes its decision this summer to promote it too much, because they could say this whole thing's unconstitutional and we're back to the starting point where we were on so many of the issues that he did talk about, that he's been talking about over and over again, almost exact language, since 2009.
By the way, there's a lot of flack coming out on this whole situation with the bias report claiming abortion is safer than birth. We'll get into that. Folks, you got to get educated. You're hearing the stories. You're hearing from the people that are involved. Go to ACLJ.org. You can get your copy of Choosing Life, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. Let's put the trailer up also on the front page of the homepage. 877-989-2255 for you to get Choosing Life. Call now.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Secchio provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Secchio Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Secchio tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Secchio. The Jordan Secchio Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. The battle to protect life could not be more important. While President Obama celebrates the tragic anniversary of Roe v. Wade, which has resulted in 54 million abortions, the American Center for Law and Justice remains dedicated to working in the courts and in Congress to protect human life. Front and center, Obamacare, a pro-abortion health care law now before the Supreme Court. The ACLJ is urging the High Court, with the filing of multiple briefs, to reject this pro-abortion measure. Millions of Americans are marking the tragic implementation of Roe v. Wade 39 years ago by standing up for life. The ACLJ is committed to protecting life, standing up for the most defenseless of us all. We want you to have an important new resource, our DVD documentary, Choosing Life, our gift to you. All you need to do is call now, 1-877-989-2255, or get your copy online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Again, we're glad our television audience is here. If you want to talk to us, it's easy to do, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Here's what the president said about abortion and the Obamacare legislation. Take a listen to this.
I laid out a very simple principle, which is this is a health care bill, not an abortion bill. And we're not looking to change what is a core principle that has been in place for a very long time, which is federal dollars are not used to subsidize abortions.
Well, you know, now said it was poppycock that Catholic institutions have a conscience. I want to say it's poppycock that the president said that because, number one, abortion's in the bill. Reproductive rights are in the bill. And we could play the president's other soundbite where he talks about the entire issue that his bill has the abortion language in it. I mean, he's very clear about that. I'm going to play that in a moment. In fact, here it is. Let's just play it right now. It's number eight. Take a listen.
In my mind, reproductive care is essential care. It is basic care. And so it is at the center and at the heart of the plan that I've proposed.
And reproductive care, of course, is code words for abortion. And it wouldn't be surprising that Planned Parenthood last night after the State of the Union said, as a trusted health care provider to one in five women, Planned Parenthood knows how health care is also an economic and fairness issue for many families. President Obama's new health care law not only increases access to affordable care, it helps families cope with the economic burden of health care. You know what they're saying there. Thank you for the funding. I mean, this is what's going on. Now, let me take it a step further. Do you know that Guckmacher Institute that said abortion is safer than childbirth? The two doctors they cited are some of the leading abortion doctors in the United States, something Reuters, by the way, failed to disclose. Not only that, one of them was the developer of RU486, the so-called abortion pill. So you've got this study out there, the quote studies, doctors that study OBGYN, but are actually not only pro-abortion, actually practice abortion as part of their practice. So no pro-life sources were evaluated in this Reuters study, in this Guckmacher Institute piece, yet that's what's happened. This is the bias of the media, and this is the direction that those that are pro-abortion would like to have the country go, although 51% of Americans are completely opposed to abortion. We need to have a higher number there, folks. Again, I want to implore you. You're hearing, we're giving you the data. We're giving you the evidence. Get Choosing Life. It's easy to do. It's a full-length feature film. It is a documentary on the pro-life movement. Has me in court fighting for life. You need to go right now and call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. There's something else you can do when you go to aclj.org. Make that online donation. Keep us in the fight. Jordan, let's go back to the phones.
Jeannie's calling from New York on line 4. Jeannie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi. I just want to lower my radio so that I know.
Yeah, you got to do that. I'll tell you what, Jeannie. Yeah, you got it lower now?
I'm good.
Okay.
First of all, I just want to thank you for all the work that you guys are doing over there. I feel like you're the front runners in this.
We couldn't do it without you, but we appreciate that.
And I try to support whenever I can. And I just want to make a comment because I actually, Roe v. Wade started in 1973, and that was when I got pregnant. I was 16 years old, and I thought I was going to, you know, get an abortion. I thought, oh, great, this is my ticket out. I got a legal right to, but my aunt, God bless her and God bless her soul, made me realize that there was life living inside me. And I have never regretted, even though it took, you know, a lot of being a child with a child. I still had the good support of my parents. And, you know, you think the world is going to end, but it doesn't. And my son is 38. I have two beautiful granddaughters who are teenagers now. And
that's the victory story. And that is why we do this broadcast, to hear pieces and statements like you, Jeannie. But let me play for you something that President Obama said on the campaign trail in 2008. And this is the one that gets me the most upset, number 7.
I've got two daughters, 9 years old and 6 years old. I'm going to teach them, first of all, about values and morals. But if they make a mistake, I don't want them punished with a baby.
Punished with a baby. He's talking about his own grandchildren. That would be his grandchildren he's talking about. But he doesn't want to be punished, have his kids punished with a baby. That's like saying abortion is safer than childbirth. You understand the mindset of what's going on here. And, Jordan, when you look at this, the reality is this is not something they're doing just for political reasons. They really believe this.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, this is they've got lobbyists here in Washington, D.C. Their top issue is abortion. Why is their top issue abortion? Take out all the other services. This is where they make their money. They're the number one abortion provider in the United States. They're the number one abortion provider in the world. It's a $1 billion-a-year company, and their business is abortion procedures. That's what they do. That's where they get their money, and half of it comes from the U.S. government. So the other half, that's all coming in from abortion.
Well, that tells you what the reality is. Jordan, let's take Larissa's call. She's calling, I think, on line three there.
Yeah, Larissa's calling from Colorado on line three. Larissa, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Larissa.
Thank you. I just want to say you guys are amazing, and I definitely support your movement.
Thank you.
I'm calling regarding the comments that they are saying that abortion is safer than having a baby, and it's just absurd. When I was 13 years old, I was raped, and I was going to give my baby up for adoption. In my second trimester, the baby actually died inside of me, so they had to do an emergency dilation and curtilage, which is an abortion procedure.
Right.
Well, since then, my husband and I have tried to conceive, and because of the excessive scar tissue in my uterus, we've lost 8 children. So, I'm sorry.
It's okay. I understand.
It angers me so much that they tell people that this is safe. I mean, I didn't even have an abortion. I had to have an abortion procedure, and it's affected my entire life.
First of all, not only do I hear your pain, I feel your pain, and it's hard for me to give you words of consolation other than, continue pressing on, continue in the faith, and seek comfort in the Lord. These are the untold stories. These are the stories that need to be explained to the American people. That's why we do this radio broadcast. And Larissa, every time we touch this subject, we get a call like this almost every day. We had several from yesterday. I was even going to play a few when we got your call, and I wanted to have you on live. I was appalled by that abortion safer than childbirth. I was appalled by the president's statements about being punished with a baby. Punished with a baby is just such a callous, callous statement to make. And then let's put on top of that, that now the National Organization for Women are insisting that Catholic hospitals get involved in abortion procedures, and she has the nerve to say, I'll play it again. Let's play that statement from the head of NOW.
The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops claims that institutions can have consciences that's poppycock.
Can you imagine this? I mean, can you imagine what they're saying? But this is the reality of what we're dealing with. Folks, as we close this broadcast out, here's what I want you to do. Go to ACLJ.org. When you go there, we've got a lot of resources and information. I would really appreciate your online tax-deductible donation to the ACLJ because that keeps us in this fight front and center. You could be part of making a change. So go to ACLJ.org, get information, and support the work of the ACLJ. Everybody else, listen to me right now. You go to your phones, and you get this movie, Choosing Life. You've got to have it. You need to understand it. You see the pain of Larissa? That's why you need to keep this going. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. I'm sending it to you absolutely free. Choosing Life, 877-989-2255. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.